I want to speak about this morning about dealing with hopelessness.
Namhlanje kuseni ngithanda ukukhuluma ngokuthi umuntu angenze njani maqondana nokuphelelwa yithemba.
How to deal with a hopeless situation.
Ungenze njani ukuze ubhekane nesimo sokuphelelwa yithemba.
And the life of faith in a situation of hopelessness.
Nempilo yokholwa la lingekho khona ithemba.
Friends, because all of us will experience a hopeless situation sometime or another of our lives.
Yilona loyo phakathi kwethu izihlobo uzodlula kulokho afike la kuphela khona ithemba nanathize empilweni yakhe.
I guarantee you, no matter who you are, sometime in life you are going to meet up with a situation that appears hopeless.
Ngiyaqinisekisa ukuthi nanathize ekuphileni kwakho kuzofinyelela la uzobhekana khona nokuthi usuphelelwa yithemba.
And where you will need a miracle from God to make you survive that situation.
Lapho uzodinga isimangaliso esivela kuNkulunkulu ukuze ukwazi ukuphila kuleso simo leso.
Andrew Murray said that the roots of the Christian faith are based on a miracle.
Uthi uAndrew Murray uma ekhuluma izimpande zobuKristu zisekelwe kwizimangaliso.
It's based on the miracle of Christ being resurrected from the dead.
Zisekelwe esimangalisweni sikaKristu lapho evuswa khona kwabafile.
And he says the root of a tree cannot be different from the stem or the leaves.
Uthi impande ayikwazi ukwehluka kwisiqu nakumaqabunga.
If the root is of a certain kind, the stem must be of the same kind. The branches and the leaves must be of the same kind.
Uthuma impande iyakhike ngohlobo luthize kanjalo nesiqu kanjoba njalo nasemaqabungeni koba njalo nasemagatsheni kuyoba ilolo hlobo lesiqu.
If things go in a natural way.
Uma izinto zihamba ngokwemvelo.
Of course there's ways in which man can interfere with it.
Yebo kukhona izindlela umuntu angaqhambukela ngazo ezintweni.
And he said if the roots of Christianity is based on a miracle.
Uthuma izi impande yobuKristu isekelwe kwisimangaliso.
The whole tree must exist through a miracle.
Oshukuthi sihlahla sonke kumele siqhubeke nokuphila naso siphila ngazo izimangaliso.
It will take a miracle. And it takes a miracle, brother and sister, to get you and me from a state of a lost sinner into a state of a saved sinner who's going to heaven.
Zihlobo, kuyisimangaliso ukuthi kuthathwe wena uyisona esedukile uguqulwe usindiswe uze ungene ezulwini ngelinye ilanga.
No amount of psychology or wisdom or human theory or philosophy can save your soul.
Alukho uhlobo lwesihlakaniphi elingakwazi ukusindisa umphefumulo wakho.
You and I are lost and damned forever unless God does a miracle to save our souls.
Mina nawe silahlekile inguna phakade lonke ngaphandle kokuthi uNkulunkulu enze isimangaliso ngemphefumulo wethu.
And friends, if we want to stay on the road, if we want to remain alive spiritually, we will need a continuous working of miracles from God to remain faithful to Him.
Zihlobo, uma sizohlala endleleni siqhubeke nokholwa, sidinga izimangaliso ezizoqhubeka njalo ezivela kuNkulunkulu.
That's just the nature of the Christian walk. God has made it to be like that.
Zihlobo, injalo ke, unjalo uhambo lokholwa.
The Christian walk is like when you stand looking at a long straight tar road.
Manje lo mgwaqo okholwa kufana nokuthi umile ubuka umgwaqo oqondile mhlawumbe wetiyela.
When you look far ahead,
uma ubuka phambili,
it looks so narrow.
Kubukeka umngingo.
It doesn't look as if the car will be able to fit into the road there where it's going over the horizon.
Akubonakala ukuthi imoto izokwazi ukunela emgwaqweni la ubonakala ngathi uyasithela khona.
That's very often what the Christian life is like. If we look ahead, what's waiting for all of us? A time of getting sick. Being on our deathbed. In the end, going in, passing over from life in, on this earth, over into death and eternal life.
Lapho sidlula khona ekufeni singena kokungunaphakade.
You simply do not have in yourself the strength and the knowledge to know how am I going to get through that narrow gate one day.
Uma uzibuka lezo zinto uphelelwa amandla uthi awu ngiyophuma kanjani kelasanga elingumdzingo na.
So don't be surprised if as you walk the Christian life, from time to time you experience this. When you see the way God has shown you, and you look and think, what are the implications of going this way? What can happen to me? What's going to happen there in the front? We will be tempted to fall into despair. But friends, just as the root of this tree, in the same way, the top of the tree, the branches on the pinnacle of the tree, consist of a miracle. And exist by a miracle. And so I want us to look at a very simple incident that doesn't sound so very serious. And yet, to me, it is a classical example of the kind of hopeless situation people, Christians, can find themselves in. And by the way, if there are those amongst us who are not Christians, don't think that you'll escape the hopeless situations. It will come to you as well. Nobody is excluded from these trials of life. The only difference is you are alone in the time of hopelessness. Because you've turned your back on God. Because you've turned your back on following and obeying God. When your moment of hopelessness comes, you will be left all alone. Unless you cry out to God while it is still the time of grace. Let's read from 2 Kings chapter 6.
So funda lapana makhosi sibili isahluko ngesesithupha.
2 Kings chapter 6, and we'll be reading from verse 1.
Makhosi sibili isahluko ngesesithupha ivesi soqala kwelokuqala.
And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us.
Amadodana abaprofethi athi kuElisha, bheka indawo esihlezi kuyo phambi kwakho siminyene kuyo.
I was reminded of this when our brother spoke last night in the service.
Ngiyayikhumbula le ndaba ngesikhathi umfethu ekhuluma enkonzweni yasebusuku.
Verse 2. Please let us go to the Jordan. And let every man take a beam from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell. So he answered, go.
Masihambe siye eJordani sithathe khona kube yilona loyo umshayo ube munye senzele khona indawo esingahlala kuyo wathi hambani.
Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. And he answered, I will go.
Kepho omunye wathi, vuma uhambe nezinceku zakho, wathi ngiyakuhamba.
So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water, and he cried out and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed."
Kwathi lapho omunye esagawula umshayo insimbi yawela emanzini wakhala wathi maye inkosi ibitshelekiwe.
So the man of God said, "Where did it fall?" And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there, and he made the iron float.
Wathi lowo muntu kaNkuluNkulu iwelephi na? Wamkhombisa indawo wayesenquma uthi waliphosa khona insimbi yantanta.
Therefore he said, "Pick it up yourself." So he reached out his hand and took it. We'll just read thus far. Friends, let's admit it. If we want to start a work for God, if we want to start working for God, we must prepare ourselves for a miracle.
Uma sifuna ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu, uma sifuna ukuqala umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu, kumele sizilungiselele izimangaliso.
You know, I was reminded so much of this when our brother spoke about the lot of money, the amount of money and effort it took to arrange this outreach there in Orange Farm.
Ngeke ngakhumbula le ndaba ngesikhathi umfowethu ekhuluma lapha
all the possible things that could go wrong in the process of arranging it. So many variables in this equation which was uncertain. So many things that you were unsure about that could change from one moment to the other. You're working with people, with thousands of people. You're working with equipment. Friends, there are a thousand things that can go wrong. But I thank God that these few men who were with Elisha was not afraid to take this risk. Friends, if you don't want to be part of God's work, I can tell you now, you will find 101 reasons why you cannot be part of God's work.
Now, with
these young men, they didn't know much about building and about chopping of trees even. The axe with which to cut off the tree, they even had to borrow an axe with which to do the work. They had nothing. But blessed is the people that knows the life of faith, that has God's zeal in their hearts to do something for God and to be part of God's work. Friends, allow me to issue a warning to each one of you. If you are not careful, your flesh will find all kinds of excuses why you cannot be involved in God's work. And we're not all, I don't say we are all called to go to Orange Farm and to go with the buses. Those who are working in the kitchens here also have a calling for God's work. But you'll find the flesh in you that will always find some reason why this time You cannot make the sacrifice to do this or that for God.
Kodwa inyama njalo izokunikeza izathu zokuthi kungani manje ungakwazi ukwenza umnikelo ukuthi wenze lokhu nalokhu ukwenzela uNkulunkulu.
And if you're not quite careful, you'll slowly withdraw more and more out of God's work.
Uma ungaqaphele kancane kancane uzophuma emsebenzini weNkosi.
Without having made a decision, I don't want to be part of God's work.
Ngaphandle kokwenza isinqumo ukuthi angisafuni ukuba ingxenye yomsebenzi weNkosi.
No, you still want to be part of God's work.
Usafuna ukuba ingxenye yomsebenzi.
But it tends to happen kind of automatically.
Kodwa akuvesane kuzenzekele nje.
That you withdraw slowly but surely more and more, and you become less and less involved in God's work. Just think what these men could have said. Well, Elijah, we don't even have an axe. How do you want to go and build a house now? All kinds of excuses. Friends, let me tell you a secret. Don't be surprised that when you start getting involved in God's work, if you find yourself totally bankrupt, totally inadequate to do God's work. That's how Moses felt when God called him to go and speak to
Pharaoh.
Don't be surprised if you look at yourself to say, Lord, I can never be able to do this. I don't have the know-how, I don't have the skills, I don't have the axe, I've got nothing. God wants us to start off in a state of bankruptcy.
UNkulunkulu ufuna sithathe siqale la sithi siyamsebenza yakhona siqale la umuntu singathi akanalo ngisho isenti khona.
Because if we bankrupt, it forces us to depend on God.
Ngoba uma singenamali kuyasiphoqa ukuthi sincike kuNkulunkulu.
And having to depend on God robs us of the glory we would have taken for ourselves. So this whole thing started off with a fairly hopeless, a bit of a very sensitive situation. But as they continue to do the work, the whole situation became more and more hopeless. Very slowly, one after the other, things started going wrong for them. I don't know whether you've experienced that. I've experienced it as a child of God in my personal life. The day I decided to follow Christ, to forsake my sins, to turn my back on the world, I looked around and I felt very, very lonely. It felt as if I was the only person in the world that was trying to live this kind of a life. But I could not interpret God's way in another way, though if I had to be honest with myself, this was the life that I read in God's word that God expected me to live.
And
so, each of us, if we start off with God, we start off personally in a state of bankruptcy. And then it's strange how again God can allow things to go wrong, little by little.
bese futhi kuyamangalisa ukuthi uNkulunkulu azivumele izinto ukuthi zonakale kancane kancane.
He has this way of kind of stretching it out, you know, allowing you to recover from the one blow and then slowly the next blow, the next thing problem comes up.
Ukwenza lento lena kube ngangokuthi manje uyakujedela ukuthi uma kade usanda qumbwa phansi enye into kube ngathi la ususimama khona qhamuke enye futhi iqumbe phansi.
And the Christian road look as if it's going and it's closing. It's closing at the end. There's no way out. I'm on the wrong road.
Kube ngathi nomgwaqo okholwa uhamba uhamba uphele ngaphambili ube mncane uze uphele ingabikho indlela oqhubeka.
So somehow whenever we start doing God's will, this is the kind of thing that happens.
Kanjalo kuma sizoqala ukwenza izinto, izinto ziye zihambe ngalendlela.
While they were cutting down the trees,
ngesikhathi besagawula,
lo and behold, as one of the young prophet's sons were chopping the tree, suddenly the head of the axe flew off, and it came off, and it landed in the river.
Omunye wamadodana abaprofeti esathi uyagawula umshayo yaphunyuka imbazo yayisiwele emanzini.
And on top of that, his axe was one of the borrowed axes.
Ngaphezu kwalokho, lembazo bengesiyone yakhe kodwa ibi enye yaleze bezitshelekiwe.
Can you imagine what went through their minds when this happened?
Ungacabanga yini ukuthi engqondweni zabo kwenzekalani uma kwenzeka lento?
What is going to happen?
Kuzokwenzekani?
What will the people say?
Bazothina abantu.
They will say, we as Christians don't take good care of their things.
Bazothi thina makholwa sizinaka into zabo.
My, what must have gone through Elijah's head?
Bekwenzekani engqondweni kaElijah?
Because Elijah was the head of this group and he was responsible for them.
Ngoba uElisha uyena obephethe leliqembu ebahola labantu.
Friends, this is the typical situation that the children of God get faced up whenever they want to work for God.
Zihlobo esinye sezimo lesi abantwana bakaNkulunkulu ababhekana nazo uma befuna ukusebenzela uNkulunkulu.
And it's a situation where we are tempted to go give ourselves over to anxiety.
Isimo lesi lapho silingeka khona ukuthi silahle lonke ithemba.
Because we feel so hopeless and we feel so powerless.
Ngoba sizwela singenalo ithemba, sizwela siphelelwe futhi namandla.
And because we feel so hopeless and so powerless, we are tempted to become irritated with each other.
Ngenxa yalokho bese siyalingeka ukuthi sicasukelane.
You don't become irritated because you're just full of nonsense and you just want things to go your way. Well, that's out of the pit of hell anyway.
Umuntu ngokujwayelekile akacasuki nje ngoba egcwele ungalungi ngaphakathi efuna izinto ukuthi zihambe ngeyakhe indlela. Yebo kungenzeka kwesinye isikhathi.
But you're tempted to become irritated because the situation is just so hopeless. There's nothing we can do.
Kodwa uyalingeka ukuthi ucasuke ngoba isimo sonke sibonakala singenalo ithemba uthi uyabheka uthi yini engizoyenza.
And you know what's the actual reaction of the natural man to that?
Uyazi yini ukuthi impendulo yomuntu wemvelo kulokhu yini na?
Is to look for a culprit, somebody who's responsible for this accident.
Njalo ingqondo yomuntu ifuna umuntu ezomsola, ifuna umuntu ezomenza ukuthi nango ungathembekanga obe isigebengu.
Because you're in trouble now, this project which you started doesn't work out.
Ngoba manje usenkingeni, lo msebenzi owuqalile awuvumi ukuqhubeka.
And now Elisha will have to go and speak to the owner of this ark and tell him, listen man, we haven't worked carefully enough with your ex.
Manje uElisha sokumele ahambe ayokhuluma nomnini wembazo.
And you know what makes this temptation so dangerous? Because it is so logical. Everything inside you is looking for a culprit now, somebody who's responsible for this accident. And so I'm logically inspecting the situation.
Manje sonke lesisimo umuntu asithathe asihlaziye ngengqondo.
And so the first thought that comes to my mind is, well, why did he borrow an axe? He shouldn't have gone and borrowed the axe. He should have discussed it with us first before he went and borrowed the axe. Number two, does he know how to chop wood? If you don't know how to chop wood, then you can use the instrument wrong and that can loosen the head of the axe. Why does he not rather leave chopping wood because he knew he can't do it? The third thought. To ask this person and say, listen, did you check this axe head whether it was fast before you used it? Now friends, of course, I'm not speaking about cases where you've been genuinely negligent and you were not careful in working with the things of other people. That, of course, is wrong, and you deserve the punishment you're getting for it. But I'm speaking of a situation where the person really didn't mean anything about it. And the devil comes and he irritates me, and he says to me, what are they going to say of God's children now? They are going to say that the prophets, the sons of God, cannot take care of your things. And so, friends, we become irritated. And if you're irritated, you will find a cause where somebody has made a mistake. You'll find a mistake even though there is no mistake. And do you know what's the end? You are going to lose the head of your ex. You're going to use spiritually the head of your ex. Friends, we get into situations in the Christian life where no amount of wisdom or cleverness or strategy or talking together will get us out. Only a miracle of God.
And
even though the situation seems so hopeless, actually, nothing has gone wrong. As long as you don't ruse, you become irritated, nothing has gone wrong. Yes, I know it feels and it looks as if everything's gone wrong. But as long as you don't lose your faith. And that's really why we become irritated. We become irritated because we lose our faith. We become irritated when I get into a situation which appears so hopeless that to me it seems as if the only solution is become irritated with this person. And if I do that, I lose spiritually the head of my ex. This is something that I've learned very well in our trips to Angola and Zambia and those countries. Where you drive and you know we've got to be for a service at a certain place 7 o'clock tonight.
lapho sihamba khona sazi ukuthi hey kumele ngo 7 ebusuku sesifikile endaweni ethize ngoba kunenkonzo.
The people have been called to come there, everybody will be there.
Abantu bamenye ukuthi bafike bazobe bekhona.
We've still got 300 kilometers of gravel road to travel.
Kodwa kusasele ama kilometers ngamakhulu amathathu ebhuqo kumele siwahambe.
And then you get a puncture.
Bese kuphantsha ithayi.
And you think, my goodness, this part-time puncture is going to take just that little bit of time we needed to get there in time.
And
after the puncture, somebody reads the map wrong. Not on purpose, but just at the wrong moment when we could least afford it.
Kodwa ngalomzuzu lo la ubona khona ukuthi sesidinga umzuzu nomzuzu ungalahleki.
And it feels as if all the demons of hell are around you and you're surrounded by them.
Kube sengathi kuphume wonke amadimoni esihogo akuzungeza.
And getting on to this person who read the map wrong and really telling him what you think of the way his navigation skills are working.
Kube ngathi manje ungamtshela lo muntu lona okuyena ofunda ibalazwe lani ukuthi imigwaqo ihamba phi.
I know, I remember one day when it happened. We arrived at the place 10 o'clock at night. Totally in the bush. We thought we had totally lost the situation. And you know what? In the dark, in the bush, 10 o'clock at night, there was 400 people sitting. They have been singing hymns from 7 o'clock that night waiting for us to come. And you see God bringing the axe head up so that it floats on the water. You think it's impossible, this axe head is drowned, it's gone. You know, that's the time when you just fall in love with the people of Africa that can be so patient. That's the time when you really appreciate the African mentality. And you start preaching 10 o'clock at night. And they don't sleep. They're not irritated. They don't look on their watches for you to get finished. They drink every word in as if it's living water that will save them from dying of thirst. Oh friends, how often has the devil not managed to make us lose hope, give up a work that was blessed by God and God's hand was in it? And the devil tells you it's all hopeless, just give it up. And you allow a little bit of irritation. And that irritation makes you lose the blessing. You know, the axe head was the sharp part of the axe. It's the part that had to do the real cutting. That's the sharp part of our spiritual life. It's that live relationship with Christ. It's that blessed life where God speaks to you and you've got inner life inside you. And you'll be surprised. A little bit of irritability can just take that sharpness off the axe. And Your ex is blunt. Tell me, friend, do you still have your ex head? Or are you standing there only with the handle of the ex? Making as if you're chopping wood. But God knows you're getting nowhere, and you know you're getting nowhere spiritually. You know I've lost the head of my ex. And you know, some people can be so proud that they cannot admit it when they've lost their ex head. They'll go and they'll tell Elijah, I just want to go wade a bit in the river, you know. So they walk in the direction where they've seen the exit fall. They're just wading in the river, you know. Busy whistling, but meanwhile with their feet, they are busy feeling, you know, where's the exit? That's how some people are living. That's how some people are living here at Kwasizabantu. Trying to convince everybody that they have not lost their ex head simply because you're too proud to go and admit it. You can lose that sharpness of the exit so easily. Maybe I just spend money before praying how I should spend it. And God didn't want me to spend the money in that way. And immediately it's as if it drains the life out of me spiritually. You ladies, you can lose the exit by just the way you dress. You can still be in church. You're still active in the Lord's work. You know why getting dressed is such a dangerous thing for a woman? Well, the medical doctors will tell it to you. If some pastors are afraid to tell you, medical science will tell you. Men are stimulated sexually by what they see with their eyes. Women are different. They're more stimulated by a relationship, by an emotion, a feeling of love for the person. When they looked at somebody not well dressed, it doesn't really affect them as much as it affects a man. So the way you dress is an area where women often feel superior to men. If they expose parts of their bodies to entice the men, it gives them a feeling of being in charge, in control of the situation. Because I know I'm still pure. My heart is still pure. I don't lust. But I see the poor men who's watching me, how they're battling to keep their minds clean.
ukuthi engathi bona basemshikashikeni okuhlanzi inkhiziyo zabo.
And so because you are strong in that area, you're using the area where you are strong in to be a stumbling block for the weaker brother.
Ngenxa ukuthi wena unamandla kulowo mkhakha wempilo, usebenzisa lelo thuba ke lelo ukuthi ube isikhubekiso kuloyo obuthaka.
It's a selfish action, friends.
Kuba nomona lokho mhlobami ukucabangela wena.
It can take away the sharpness of your axe.
Ungathuntubeza imbazo yakho.
That you're not the instrument in God's hands that you're supposed to be.
Ungabi ithuluzi kuNkulunkulu obekumele ube yilo.
What saved this man?
Ikupho kwasindisa lo muntu.
What saved this man is that he cried out. He didn't quietly try and go into the stream to get back the axe head. If he went into the stream, it could have been that the stream might have swept him along. There are some axe heads, there are some sins, friends, where if you try and go into the river to take them out, you're going to drown in the process. If you start thinking about this axe head that has fallen, this sin that you've committed, you will fall into a depression. And a stream of depression will take you along. So don't try and deal with the axe head on your own. It's the topic is too heavy for you to handle. It's too big for you to handle. You can't handle it on your own. Some people, because they are looking for the axe head of their lives, which they lost maybe years ago when they got divorced, fall into a state of hopelessness.
Abanye ngenxa ukuthi basafuna ikhanda lembazo elalahleka iminyaka eminingi ngesikhathi kuhlukana umshado wabo, umuntu uthola ukuthi usephelelwe ithemba.
And they end up committing suicide and taking their own lives.
Bagcine bezibulala.
Why?
Ngani na?
Because they try to go into the water and find the axe head themselves.
Ngoba bazama ukwengena emanzini umuntu azifunelene ikhanda lembazo.
What did this man do? The moment he realized what had happened, he shouted out. And you know, he didn't just say, "I lost my axe head." He said, "And it was borrowed." He brought out the most sensitive part of what had happened. Tell me, by speaking to
Elisha,
did he make a god out of Elisha? By asking help from Elisha, did Elisha become his Christ, take the place of Christ in his life? No. He still needed a miracle from God to get that axe head back. In which way do you go to a child of God to speak about your lost axe head? Do you put your trust in him? When you go and ask that this person prays with you about this axe head that's lost, well, maybe that's why God hasn't helped you and he can't help you. Because you're looking at man. You've forgotten that you need a miracle from God to get into heaven, to get that axe head back. That's the life, friends, that the devil wants to rob me and you of.
Zihlobo impilo leyo uSathane afuna ukwamunca yona nami afuna ukungamunca yona.
He wants to rob us of that life of faith.
Ufuna ukusamunca lempilo yokholwa.
Where we keep that faith even in situations like that.
Lapho sigcina ukholwa nasezimene njengalezi.
That's why the Bible says anything that is not done in faith is sin.
Yingaki iBhayibheli lithi konke okwenziwe ngaphandle kokukholwa kuyisono.
There's only one way in which we will be able to handle the hopeless situations of life.
Iyodwa kuphela indlela esizokwazi ukuphatha ngayo izimo zokuphelwa yithemba empilweni zethu.
You cannot walk this life but in faith.
Awukwazi ukuyihamba lempilo kuphela ngokholwa.
When you speak about your axe head,
uma ukhuluma ngensimbi yakho,
you must speak in faith, not in unbelief.
Kumele ukhulume ngokholwa, ungakhulumi ngokungakholwa.
When you put your trust in God,
uma ubeka ithemba lakho kuNkulunkulu,
whatever you do,
noma ikuphi okwenzayo,
whether you throw a piece of wood in the river,
noma uphonsa ukhuni emanzini,
be careful that it never becomes your own works.
Uqaphele ukuthi kungabi ngumsebenzi wakho.
Because your own works can't save you.
Ngoba wakho umsebenzi angeke ukusindise.
But this I love.
Kodwa lokhu ngiyakuthanda.
When I read this,
uma ngikufunda,
I said, "Oh Christ, I want to be part of this group of men."
Ngathi hawu uNkulunkulu, ngifisa nami ukuthi ngibe ingxenye yalamadoda.
Because I tell you, I know what it is to go and chop wood with a bunch of critical people.
Ngiyazi ukuthi kunjani ukuhamba yogawula nabantu abagxekayo.
Nobody can do a work for God with such people.
Akekho umuntu ongaphumelela ukwenza umsebenzi kaNkuluNkulu nabantu abanjalo.
They are impossible to work with.
Akusebenzeki nabo.
The first moment something goes wrong, they will either start wondering, should we have gone to chop the wood or should we have rather not have gone to build the house? And some become so over spiritual, they say, well, maybe it was carnal of us to want a bigger place to live in.
Bekuyinto nje yenyama, bekuyinyama lena ukuthi sesifuna indawo enkudlwana ukuhlangana kuyona.
No, you see, it was God's will that we should stay in the small place where things are so difficult.
Athi umuntu kushuthi bekuyintanje kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi sihlale endaweni encane la siminyene khona.
The moment things go wrong,
lapho izinto zonakala khona,
they become critical,
bayagxeka,
and they will find something to find fault with.
Bazothola nakanjani la bezogxeka khona amaphutha.
I tell you now, I can find fault with anybody if I really want to find fault with.
Sihlobo ngantshela nami ngathola iphutha kunoma yimuphi umuntu uma ngifuna ukwenza lokho.
With such people, Elisha could not go and do this work.
Nabantu abanjalo uElisha ubengeka kwazi ukuyokwenza lo msebenzi.
You know who's our Elisha?
Uyamazi uElisha wethu.
Do you know that he wants to do a work?
Uyamazi ukuthi ufuna ukwenza umsebenzi naye.
Do you know that he still wants to build a place where people can come and worship him?
Uyazi ukuthi usafuna ukwakha indawo lapha abantu bezohlangana khona bamkhonze.
Do you know that he wants to use you and me for that?
Uyazi ukuthi ufuna ukusebenzisa mina nawe kuloko.
But he needs people with faith.
Kodwa udinga abantu abanokholwa.
And not just faith as a outward thing.
Ukholwa kungeyona nje into yangaphandle.
But faith that can expect a miracle.
Kodwa ukholwa okuzokwazi ukulindela isimangaliso.
Because I say again, friends,
ngoba ngiyaphinda futhi
sikho, the Christian life,
impilo yokholwa,
is a life that you cannot live except through miracles.
Impilo ongeke uyiphile ngaphandle kwezimangaliso.
Unless we live a life where we expect a miracle.
Ngaphandle kokuthi siphile impilo la sizolindela khona izimangaliso.
Where we need a miracle.
Lapho sidinga khona izimangaliso.
We won't be able to live this life.
Ngeke sikwazi ukuphila le mpilo.
Just how wonderful that these men were one in all of this.
Kube isimanga ukuthi lamadoda lawa abemunye kukho konke lokho.
And you know what's the last thing that blessed me in what our brother said this morning?
Okugcina kungibusisile lokhu umfethu akushilo namhlanje kuseni.
During the days in the beginning of the revival, when the one didn't have shoe
polish,
the other one didn't have the attitude of, well, that's between you and God, you've got to expect a miracle from God. That is faith without love.
ukholwa lokho okungenalo uthando.
But because the love of God was in that.
Kodwa ngenxa ukuthi uthando lukaNkulunkulu belikulokho.
He was willing to stretch out and share his polish with the other brother who didn't have.
Omunye ubekade ezimisela ukuthi ngoba nangu wampolisha susebenzise sobabili.
May God find such a body that will work for his kingdom here.
Sengathi uNkulunkulu angathola umzimba onjalo. Abantu abanjalo abazosebenzela umbuso wakhe.
Friends, I want to be part of such a body.
Zihlobo ngifuna ukuba ingxenye yalowo mzimba.
I'm willing to give everything to be part of this group.
Ngizimisela ukuthi nginikele ngakho konke ukuthi ngibe ingxenye yabantu abanjalo.
May God be merciful to us that we won't get discouraged on the way.
Sengathi uNkulunkulu angaba nomusa kithi ukuthi singaphelelwa yithemba endleleni.
And that we won't lose hope in the
process. Singalahlekelwa yithemba.
Thank you. Shall we pray?
Agestandas.
Heavenly Father, as we read the story, it warmed our hearts.
Baba wethu wasezulwini, uma sifunda le ndaba, ifudumezile izinhliziyo zethu.
Thank you, Lord, that you are a God of miracles.
Siyabonga ukuthi uNkulunkulu wezimangaliso.
That you can make us conquer the most impossible sins.
Ukuthi ukwazi ukusenza sinqobe izono ezinganqobeki.
That you call us like you called Peter out of that ship.
Uyasibiza Nkosi njengoba wabiza uPetru kulowo mkhumbi.
Onto a life where of miracles, where we need to walk on the water.
Lapho usibizele empilweni ezimangaliso, lapho umbiza Nkosi ukuthi ahambe phezu kwamanzi.
Keep our eyes on you.
Sigcine Nkosi ugcine namehlo ethu enamathele kuwe.
Keep our faith.
Gcina ukholwa kwethu.
Watch and guard against temptation and irritation and all kinds of sins.
Sisize Nkosi usiqaphele singangene ecasukene nasezono neziningi.
And work with all our hearts.
Sisebenze ngeenhliziyo zethu zonke.
In your vineyard.
Esivanini esivandeni sakho.
That everything will be on the altar, Lord.
Ukuze Nkosi konke kulethe udumo kwenu.
For the privilege of being part of this group.
Nangenhlanhla Nkosi yokuthi sibe ingxenye yaleli qembu.
We ask this in the name of your Son Jesus Christ.
Sicela konke lokhu egameni lendodana yakho Jesu Christ.
Amen.
Amen.